is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Okay, bye, guys.
No, you didn't hear bye, Biznatch. You didn't hear that, did you? No, you did not. So sit your ass down. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us. 713-780-3776. This is not surprising at all. And I keep seeing where, I mean, if we rank the off seasons for NFL teams, the Texans are without question having the worst off season, right? I mean, it's not even.
Are you counting the Deshaun stuff?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
No, I mean, yeah.
You are the automatic winner when one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the league has 23 lawsuits against him. I think you
22 now. One backed out.
Yeah, 22. And then they involve a lot of hand towels and whatnot. That makes you the loser.
Yeah. Who's having
by the way, he didn't want to be here anyway.
Yeah, right.
Even before those,
even
he didn't want
to
be
that.
Here.
Yeah, you were going to have to
You
trade
were still
him.
The worst.
And he would, yes, he was the worst offseason. Plus, you don't have your first or second rounder.
Oh, yeah, plus that.
That, too. Yeah. Plus, all of your free agent moves were like plan B free agency. Right? Every
That's all it was ever going to be, though.
Yeah, right. Every move that you made, there was not one marquee name. I mean, Desmond King, maybe? Is that your marquee name in free agency? Right? I mean, who's bigger?
Frankly, it was, and it's a one-year deal.
But even still, that's the biggest
name
you signed.
Your best name is Desmond King, yes.
Yeah. That's, well, you're having a great offseason.
Yeah. Desmond King's you really needed
him. You hired a guy that nobody ever heard of as your head coach. You got your team preacher is running the organization and hiring the general manager.
Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
So, it can't have worked out any better, I don't think. Well, or who's having the best offseason?
Best offseason? God, that's a hard.
Rusty Harden.
No. Well. Tony Busby, he's going to when that check comes in. Let's see. Who has the best offseason? Let's see. I mean, Miami's always living their best life thanks to Bill.
And that is true. And all their moves.
He bequeathed so many draft picks over to them.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Bills just got a new deal done with Josh Allen.
That's done?
Well, it's being rumored.
No, right. It's not done yet. But how about the Jags?
What is it?
They're getting Trevor Lawrence.
Well, they're drafting a player who doesn't love football. Great offseason.
They're drafting Trevor Lawrence. They got Urban Meyer,
who had to fire his strength and conditioning guy.
Well, right. I mean, that wasn't awesome. I mean, you hired
apparent racist,
card carrying racist.
Apparently,
that's not the best. But I mean, I think it's arguable the Jags.
I would say.
How about the Jets?
They got rid of Adam Gase.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge upgrade.
I'm gonna look at this because this is you have to start first of all. You guys are talking non-signings.
Well, they're gonna get
who you. You didn't really do anything. You just were terrible last year. Why you have these draft picks.
But look, you're adding Trevor Lawrence to your mix.
Right, but did you do something?
Well, yeah, you sucked.
Hired a coach.
What about the Patriots?
No, I think they're having an awful offseason.
Are they? I mean, they got Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith. Those are good football players.
They have Cam Newton throwing them the football. Still.
Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, whatever. Right. They added Matt Judon.
Yeah, you gave $14 million to Cam Newton.
Brought back Kyle Van Noy, I believe.
Yeah.
You're having an awful offseason.
No, I don't think they are. You may trade up and go get a quarterback as well. Justin Fields, even though he has throwing mechanic issues.
No, epilepsy is what he has.
Well, that's what I heard from Morton.
Epilepsy.
He has epilepsy, too.
He did. He's managing his epilepsy. That came out, and I like people like, you're smearing his name. He doesn't really have epilepsy or a bad throwing motion. Yeah.
No. He doesn't have a work ethic?
I didn't see the throwing thing.
Okay.
Oh, I want to ask you guys. I didn't bring this up on our podcast yesterday. I thought it was a little strange. Did you guys hear what happened with Trey Lance?
No.
So Trey Lance has been working. You know, he had a second workout. Trey Lance has been working out with Quincy Avery. That's been his quarterback coach from this entire time. You know, ever since he played his one game that they had, And he's been working out with Quincy this entire time. Quincy helped him to script the workout that he had, the first one that went well. But then he was asked to have a second passing workout. And San Francisco was very interested in him doing that second passing workout. And it's like, okay, that sounds good. We'll definitely do that. And so you had Washington went, New England, you know, all the teams, the usual suspects who need quarterback. But Kyle Shanahan said, yeah, listen, I'm going to want you to leave Quincy, and I'm going to need you to go work for John, go work out with John Beck for a couple weeks because I trust John Beck's eye. John Beck is over with Tom House now and that crew. I trust John Beck, and his opinion of you will carry a lot of sway with me. So I'm going to go ahead and need you to go work out with him for a couple weeks. Is that good? Can we do that? And Trey said, yeah. And that is a big undercut of Quincy Avery. I mean, to me, that's how I look at it. If I'm Quincy, I'd be pretty insulted. But if you're Trey Lance, you kind of, I mean, if you want to, you kind of have to, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you could say, no, it's I'm going to be, you know, it's not like it's, you're being
possibly being the third overall pick.
Yeah, it's not being disloyal to, and John Beck is a highly regarded quarterback coach as well. But there's like five or six of them now. There's Whitfield, there's Clarkson, there's Jordan Palmer, there's John Beck, there's Quincy, and I don't know if there's a six. They've got some really good quarterback specialists right now. John Beck and Tom House are shooting up the charts. Because they also integrate a lot of throwing mechanics and technology into it. Because House is the one who helped get Andrew Luck back on track. I've had conversations with Chris Ballard about that. He goes, Lance, Tom House is special. Like, his ability and knowledge. When you see people throwing the, you know, like Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson, where they take the towel. You ever seen that? Where they towel and they're doing that? That's Tom House.
Yeah.
They do that for pitchers. Yep. It's a pitching thing, too. Yep. And, so I thought it was kind of interesting. I was wondering what you guys' thoughts of that were when they asked. So now, does that make it more likely that Lance could be the pick? Because I've been told, yesterday I was told again, and Mike Lombardi recently said that it is not going to be Justin Fields, no matter what Vegas tries to do, because Vegas is going up and down on what they see on TV. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't have any insight. That's why there's such a great advantage. If you're listening to our show, you're going to get some insight if you like to do those kinds of things. I'm going
to
give you some insight
like
on
things.
Real where real action should be headed. But this is the second time I've been told you can forget Justin Fields of San Francisco. So if that's the case, then Mac Jones is the big favorite. But then now we got to talk about Lance. So Kyle Shanahan said, I want you to go work with this guy, and I trust what he says. If he gets glowing reviews from John Beck, does this change, you know, could this change everything?
Yeah.
I've also been told that do not look for the Falcons to draft quarterback. I heard that yesterday. They're not drafting a quarterback. Their whole thing is going to be trading back or looking at Chase and Pitts. And if they can get a trade back, they'll trade back. So who moves up there? Well, you know, New England is going to be looked at heavily there. That's going to be a team.
You know, I've seen people talk about Chase in this way, that he plays bigger than he actually is.
He's 207 pounds.
He's only
that's not
six. He's 6 feet as a, but he plays
6 feet, 207.
In college. Like he, people felt he was 6'3" just the way because he manhandled people.
But he's 40 plus vertical.
Yeah.
But is he? Will he have that same ability to physically just out muscle guys in the NFL?
Well, not out muscle, but he's strong enough to get off the line, right?
And I'll also tell you, if you go back, no, he's kind of overrated in that regard. But you can learn how to do that. He got jammed up by a little skinny Cam Dantzler against Mississippi State. He couldn't get off press by Cam Dantzler. He's like 180 pounds or 178 pounds when Mississippi State played him, which is a big concern for me. But so, he's quick enough. He's big enough. He's strong enough. He's gone from 200 pounds to 207.
But will he play at 207?
Yeah, I think he'll play physically. He's also real thick in the lower body. Like that's well, why he's going to get drafted ahead of no,
that, that's,
Devontae Smith was 190 pounds. This is a no. This is
no debate.
There is no discussion.
That's why I'm saying because some people say, well, Devontae does it with quickness and like tech. He's a technician, so would that play better?
Yeah.
Than Chase's kind of physicality when he moves to the NFL.
Yeah. Well, except the physical. If you're only relying on physicality, like N'Keal Harry, that could become a problem. Because you got to develop your skill level for creating separation, even if it's physical separation and catch technique and all that stuff. The difference is N'Keal Harry couldn't run a four in a high 4.3s, low 4.4s, and he didn't have special acceleration, like, and he wasn't a special leaper. That's the big difference to me, is that Ja'Marr Chase, he's not a good route runner right now, but that can be fixed. That's not that big a deal. I do think Smith is safer than Chase as a draft prospect, but all those traits, all that size, all that potential, and the ball winning down the field, the jump ball stuff, that's just such a major deal.
Who did you compare him to?
Let me see who my comp was on him. Who do you guys comp him to?
That size, 6,200 pounds.
I always start with size. I always want to get a Ja'Marr Chase comp. I always like getting a physical comp first.
Julio's taller.
Yeah, my Ja'Marr Chase comp was Torrey Holt. I'm not sure why I said Torrey Holt there, because Torrey's a lot. Because I think Chase is a lot bigger than Torrey.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But his numbers.
I could have seen Torrey Holt more with Jalen.
His numbers were the same. That was more a productivity thing. His numbers were very similar.
Torrey Holt was 6 feet, 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's bigger than you think.
So
Torrey Holt was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't think he was that big.
Yeah. I think Holt's bigger than you think, and Isaac Bruce was thinner than you think.
Yeah.
Because I thought Isaac Bruce was bigger than Torrey Holt, but he wasn't. He's actually smaller. Leaner, skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like for that comp?
I don't think Torrey Holt's bad.
It's not a bad guy. Torrey Holt was a really good player. He could leap, too.
And he made plays in college, leaping over guys. And yeah, I got to think about Torrey Holt's lower half now. But,
yes.
But yeah, he wasn't a thin dude in the lower half. Thanks for that, Lance.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Not thinking like a nerdy draft guy.
Think about guys' Look lower half still,
I don't,
and it'll make you better.
Think 15 minutes hits. From now, Throw Shade Thursday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts?
Hey, let's do this. Next week, my bookie special, where I will help, since my bookie's an advertiser, mm-hmm. and they can get in with your code,
mm-hmm.
we'll go through the comps, and I'll try to just give people winners on draft props.
Let's do it.
How about that?
All right. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
10:19, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Still ahead, Throw Shade Thursday with Lance here. So this is going to be a little bit different. Lance has caught shade before. Yeah. And he didn't. He wasn't there to. Of course, you can't defend yourself anyway. You can't refute shade.
Unless you decide to throw shade
unless
back.
Unless you use your own shade on that.
And you can only use shade once.
You can only throw shade once, too. If you're going to come back at somebody,
right, what are the rules?
You can't refute anyone and what their shade is.
People are allowed to
but
come
you
in.
You are allowed to then throw shade if you would like at that person.
We've opened it up for people to, without repercussions.
Yes.
Throw their shade unless you feel that it's so egregious you need to respond with shade yourself.
So this would, rather than talking about brisket or whatever, which is so old, do people ever talk about their cheating wives or husbands? Have you ever had a female call in?
Oh, no, we have. We've had this.
Have you ever had on bosses?
Yeah, we've had that. Right? We had a guy get fired because of it.
We got a guy fired.
Because he was supposed to be, he had a job.
You got a guy fired.
He had a job at A&M. And he thought he was going to be, a welder? Turns out all they had him doing was cutting grass and stuff. And he mentioned A&M, I think his boss's name, and he got fired. According to him, we don't know if it actually happened. But according to him, he got fired. Because he was heard saying what he said.
Body bags?
He did that to himself. We didn't tell him to say.
Yeah, no, I mean, he...
Why would you say someone's name? Yeah. Well, that's the ultimate shade, though, if you put their name out there.
Yeah, we've had people talk about their baby mamas and child support buildings and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no.
How about a woman just coming on and that's not related to Eric Wong's, not in his crew?
We've had
Have you ever had a female come on and just blast away at somebody?
I think so.
another woman, maybe shoot at another woman.
Well, I don't think we've heard that.
Shoot at her ex-boyfriend.
Well,
or whatever.
If you do have some, that hoe is ruining your marriage.
I want to hear females call today.
Yeah.
And it can just be something small like Karen at the junior league or, you know, like Rachel at the junior league, her cookbook recipe. If you want, I mean,
she used
could be
the wrong
small.
Fork or something.
Yeah, it could be like, oh, when she sets up her formal dining room. It could be something like that, too.
Something catty.
That's good shade.
It's, like John Clay Wolf says.
Yeah, or it could be something really gutter, too.
Yeah.
You want to go gutter.
Only if she's doing 713. Your husband. There you go.
Well, it's not now.
Though. It's not yet. No.
Did you see this kid, Lucas Sims, the pitcher?
Yes.
Who threw the baseballs out like 1,000 times?
I love that.
Why do you love it?
Because, so here's the deal. It was freezing rain in Cincinnati. And the catcher throws the pitcher the ball, and he throws it at the dugout, throws it out of the game to get another one. And then catcher throws it again, and he throws it out. And then the ump comes out, and he throws him a baseball, and he throws it out.
Every time he catches it, he just catches it and throws it. So what he was meant to do is say, why are we pitching?
Why are we playing?
Why are we playing? Okay.
Yeah. Because he's like, no, there's no suitable balls here. No, I'm not going to ruin my ERA over this. Nope. And the Astros ruined their batting averages yesterday because they had to play in the snow.
Actually, they hit better than they've done in the...
Well, they did have five hits. Yeah, they did put together five hits and 27 outs.
They were better than they have been.
Yeah, that's true.
So what ended up happening when he threw out 100,000 baseballs?
Well, I don't know. The ump,
I mean, they lost in extra innings.
They did?
In the second game, yeah. They lost in extra innings, so it must have gone on. Eventually, did Lucas Sims pitch? Did they kick him out of the game?
They might have. If I'm the ump, I'm like, all right, you're gone.
At one point, it looks like the umpire throws him out.
Well, he just walked to the dugout. I didn't see him. He didn't give
him
the hook.
He just does this. But what do you throw him out for? For excessive baseball throwing?
Well, that's an automatic ball if he takes too much time, right? And I don't know.
Maybe that's how they
ended up doing. No, if you're being, I mean, he gets thrown out of the game for being a little haughty. I don't know what you would call him.
Uppity?
Well, he was being petulant.
After a suspended game, he's actually, go to Cincinnati.com, they've got audio of him.
Well, he does get charged with a delay of game, too.
It says, one day later, Sims returned with the bases loaded and the Reds trailing by one run. Sims got out of the inning, but the Reds lost 5-4 to the Diamondbacks in a game that was decided during Tuesday night's mid-game rainstorm. The last time he took the mound on Tuesday night against the Diamondbacks, it was sleeting and raining at Great American Ballpark. He walked in the go-ahead run as the weather turned worse, and that was the last batter he faced before the game was suspended to Wednesday. There was a lot of safety issues. I was concerned about me slipping or something going wrong with the ball, and also my competitors too. If I have no clue where the freaking ball is going, I don't know the last time I hit a right-hander with a slider. For the first time since September, a Reds home game was suspended and completed the next day.
What happened? I got it right here.
Okay.
They refused to halt the game. He kept throwing the balls out until they eventually suspended it. There was not another pitch thrown in that game.
Okay.
That day.
So he
that
got
was
his way.
The suspended game.
Being petulant,
he got his way.
Good for him. I love that. Be as petulant as you could possibly be, everybody out there.
That's your lesson,
everyone.
Be a
petulant child. Throw the ball. Hey, you're not going to listen to that authority figure.
That's right.
Telling you the pitch. No.
It's some of their business.
No. Well,
you to pitch.
Oh, the
no
man's
going to
tell me. The man.
You're not the boss of me.
The man's going to. I don't take no orders from no umpire.
Well, in this case, no, he didn't.
No. I don't take no orders from no umpire. He pitched. No. You. No. How about this? No, I'm not pitching. Throwing the ball away. Get me more baseballs and we'll see how many I can throw to the dugout.
Apparently, he could throw as many as they handed him, and he won that round.
Well, he did just walk in the lead run, right?
Walked to Carson Kelly, forced a run as the anger and frustration as the Reds continue. He walked the Keith, he was able to. He walked in the lead run.
The go-ahead run.
The go-ahead run.
In the ninth?
In the eighth.
In the eighth. Okay, that's a kind of a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And it's sleeting rain. They should have stopped the game. And because he was, I love that. He was uncooperative. That's my favorite thing, being uncooperative.
We know.
We see that from you. On a different show where we couldn't be fine, he was being a little S.
Yeah.
That's what he was being. And it worked out for him. This is what some parent.
Mom,
some parent in the 70s would have called their kid, "You're being a little right now." That's what he was being.
He was being a little shit.
Mom, come get me. And he was mom, being don't a worry, ship. Baby. Yeah. I got you. Get in the car and grab the ball. They don't get a play anymore.
Oh, no. If I was his dad, I'd have pulled him off the mound by his ear. Okay.
No, you wouldn't. You just said you like petulance.
I know. But you got to tell your son. You got to like it, but you still got to pull him off the field by his ear.
You got to like it, though.
I like what you did there. In the car, you tell him, I like what you did.
Yeah, you got to make it seem like you have a problem.
You have some kind of discipline.
You actually get him some ice cream because of what he did late after the game's over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got it.
You want to stop?
Petulant kids always have the petulant parents. You never see it. It's hard to see a petulant kid like that unless
they learned it from their parent.
You got to learn it.
Yeah. I learned it from watching you, Mom.
Where do you think Frankie learned her drinking from?
Yeah.
Where'd JT learn all this, though?
I don't know how he escaped.
When you see those kids act all...
Sometimes you go to the opposite of what your dad is.
He goes, look, Dad, there's no way I'm going to beat you.
I know somebody like that, actually.
I know a few people like that.
Whose dad is a pretty heavy drinker, and this one is literally a teetotaler. Yeah. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like
Dell.
It's almost like he just said...
Dad's not a heavy drinker.
He's not a heavy drinker?
No, he drank, but he wasn't like, uh-oh, Dad's on one again. That wasn't a thing in our house.
I said that all the time.
Did your dad ever?
Uh-oh, Dad's coming home.
Yeah.
Okay. Did your dad ever say this after the trip when y'all went to the casino parking lot?
Yeah.
Anytime that he ever said, "Dell, go get in the car." Was it like a little stressful, or did you think? Because my kids always have to know why, and it pisses me off. Well, we're gonna do this. Why? Why? Where are we going? What are we doing?
No,
your business.
The only
we're going where I say we're going.
Get in the car.
Where we're going? We're going to Home Depot.
No,
you keep talking.
The only time that was ever an issue for me is when we went to back when UNLV was good. We went to the Thomas and Mack Center to get a basketball. And my dad, he wanted me to get a mini basketball because a normal size basketball would take up too much leg space because he knew we were sleeping in the car.
You didn't know that was the foreshadowing.
I didn't know why I had to get a mini basketball. And then he explained it. I was like, I want the full-size one. Where are your legs going to go? I was like, what do you mean, where are my legs going to go?
They're going to go on the ground. Because
we're packed in here.
Yeah, we got too much stuff in here already.
All right, when we come back, Throw Shade Thursday. Lance gets to participate today. So this is going to make it special.
After that is what?
News Throw of the Shade Weird? Thursday and then News of the Weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Throw Shade. You just kind of shave off a whole half you basically shave off half an hour.
Yeah.
I like the hustle, yeah.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Who did you wrong? Did somebody jaywalk in front of you? Did somebody sleep with your wife? 713-780-3776. In the meantime, I want to talk about being a champion. Champion, locally owned and operated. I love Champion Energy, and you're going to love Champion Energy, too. If you go with them, I'm telling you, your bills are going to be lower. You're going to get the best in service. And then the basic thing is your bills are going to be lower. I'm telling you, it is awesome. I love Champion Energy. You will love Champion Energy, too. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Sign up today and start saving money. You really will save money at champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. What is it that how did someone wrong you? Or is there just something that's been pissing you off? Whatever. And you need to take it. You need to get it out off your chest. This is the place. This is the place. Okay. Is your wife nagging? Is your boss an idiot? And you have to. Is anybody from the Texans going to call in? Is anybody? Okay. We could use that.
What somebody,
does
that mean?
They don't have the greatest boss over there.
Oh.
713-780-3776. Dell, are we ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. 713-780-3776.
Of course, John Clay Wolf sponsors this.
Yeah.
Of course. Every commercial's throwing shade.
Yes. Every one of his commercials. Did you hear his this morning?
No, you
told... you missed that.
Did I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
No, ain't nobody. He ain't taking no orders from no woman, by the way. Andy is first up. What do you say, Andy?
Hey, I want to throw shade at John.
Okay. All right.
So my shade is about yesterday, how he was sitting on Tony Busby for ruining Deshaun Watson's name and image. Deshaun did that to himself, man. Tony Busby is just a messenger here. You're killing the messenger.
I can't refute that, can I?
Make some shade.
I can't refute that.
Unless
I want to use my shade.
You want to use it now?
And if I want to use my shade, I will use my shade right now.
All right, then. Okay.
What I said was that if, in fact, Deshaun Watson, he had better know that Deshaun Watson forced those women to perform oral sex on him. Mm. If not, then Tony Busby should have consequences against him. There should be consequences. And if in fact, those women did not, or Deshaun did not force those women to perform oral sex, which is an awfully, awfully egregious accusation, then Tony Busby should have to pay the price for that.
Lawyers
because he has ruined Deshaun's name, if in fact that is the case.
Well, there's other stuff.
Well, but nothing as bad as that.
But isn't it the people accusing, not the lawyer that you
then you
have
better
to pay?
Know if you're going to bring that out in the public and make that public information that person, you better have a pretty good idea. And already Rusty has Rusty's refuting it, obviously. But if in fact those accusations are inaccurate, then Tony Busby should have to pay the price. And I'm standing by that.
We know nothing's going to happen to Tony Busby, though.
No.
So that guy can't call back, say the same thing, and then John's stuck?
No, you can't. You only get to throw shade illegal. Once.
That's an illegal use of
no.
shade.
You know it isn't.
Right?
You don't know nothing. You just got here.
I'm just trying to think if there's a loophole.
No, there is no. You get to throw shade once.
Yeah. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G, R.I.P. Raheel? Dale, hey, buddy. Got that question for you. You excited, man? Drake got us a new slogan for the summer. I need some head and some more support from you right away.
Well,
I'm pretty sure you can't say that.
No, I'm pretty sure you just got dope.
You can't say that, Lazy J.
Yeah.
Now, what's your dopey question? That's your question? No, I'm not excited. What's your shade?
No. Okay, hater. My quick shade this week is going to be to La Raza. He went to the strip club last Friday, Hispanic strip club. You know, it's my kryptonite with no invite. He didn't invite me. He just started sending me crazy videos. And actually, my girl found it, and I was all punished and stuff for this whole weekend walking on eggshells. So, throw shade to La Raza, man.
Oh. Make some shade.
Kind of out of La Raza,
that's
right?
That's a good shade.
That is good.
I don't get the invite. Then you send me stuff, and then I get in trouble for you sending me stuff. It's something I didn't even go to.
Right. I didn't even go. I don't go there. That's La Raza. Oh, La Raza's going to be in here soon. Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho?
Yeah, I got some shade for the people of sports science. Look, I'm sick of how you've watered down every game that I've loved. I'm sick of pitch counts. I'm sick of load management. And look, if Julius Randle plays 40 minutes a night and dominates during the regular season and then flails out in the playoffs, it doesn't mean necessarily that it was attributed to fatigue or burnout. Sometimes you just suck. Sometimes the other team is just better or the other players are just better. So stop attributing every damn poor performance to fatigue or burnout. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Now that's good shade.
That's a good one.
That's great shade right there. Way to go, Ocho. That's how you do it, people.
I'm going to bet if Randle doesn't play well, people are going to be like, well, look how the minutes he played. It's going to happen.
Well, it absolutely will happen. It absolutely will happen, but Ocho says, stop it. Miko, hey, what's up, Mito?
I need to throw some, make some shade at the guys that opened up our private basketball gym. They haven't opened up for the past 2 weeks because they're being lazy. So now I got to relegate myself to playing at public parks. As like John likes to say, play with the fours. And now I got to play with them now because they don't want to open up the private gym. Shade thrown.
Playing with the pores outside.
Lazy, the wind can mess you up. I know. I want to play golf inside, but there ain't no inside golf courses. Get away from the wind.
Yeah, John, we were at. I'm not gonna. Nah.
You said we had the poor vaccine. Moderna.
No. Oh, you got the poverty vaccine is what I said. That's what I said. John said we're the elitist because we have never played at, Harmon Park? John plays there all the time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You guys are elitist. I'm a man of the people.
Or I don't play golf at all, so I wouldn't have played anywhere.
Jacob is here. What up, Jacob?
What's up, 97.5? I just got some shade to throw to my Xbox. Can't fire me over the phone. You have to look me in the eye if you want to fire a grown man. The worst part about this, John, he fired me after I did my first tee off with my pops for our first golfing trip of the year. That's some shade right there, buddy.
Yeah. Throw some, make some shade.
There you go. That's shade.
Good.
They are good. 713-780-3776. Who's got some shade? La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
All right, fellas, here comes Juanito G. Bring back Raheezy.
Del Bendito! Para tres. What about Lance?
And Lance.
Para tres, gentlemen. Welcome to the Shade World, Lancito.
Thank you. Gracias.
How you doing?
Bueno.
Ya tú sabes.
Eso chévere.
Ya tú sabes cómo va, man. Hey, mucho respeto, homie. Mucho respeto. I just got to make it quick, gentlemen. I know I have a lot of time out here. So shout out to TJ and Beaumont for my boy, as always. Two shades, man. I want to throw shade at all my homeboys who always brag me to go out and do something. And when I go tell them, let's freaking go, they back out. They don't ignore my texts. They ignore my calls. And then all of a sudden, I'm sending them pictures and their wife's getting mad. That's not my problem that I have pants and you have a dress on, sir. All right? Shade thrown. And the next person I want to throw to you is Joe Buck. I don't care if Juan Soto's 21, stupid bitch. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Cago en tu leche.
Whoa. You can't say that.
I don't know what it means.
No, don't dump it, Del.
I don't know what it means. So.
I think it means you've got big problems at home, buddy.
No, that means, wow, that's ugly. 713-780-3776.
Who's the man of the house
now?
That's
right. You don't come? Yeah, that's what you get.
Giovanni.
We got both sides of that story. Who are you siding with?
I'm siding with both. You can't refute either. Okay. Giovanni, ¿qué pasó, Giovanni?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Hey, look, I work for a spa, right? I don't want to say the name of the company, but let's just say we're the envy of the city, all right?
Huh?
Anyway, we get this guy in this morning. We get this guy in early this morning, right? He comes in, he asks for a DW special. I'm looking at the guy like, what's the matter with you, man? What's wrong with you? Anyway, let's get this now. The dude brings in his own towel, and I'm talking about this towel is disgusting. It's yellow. It's disgusting. It looks like it has food stains on it. I'm looking at the guy, and I'm like, are you serious? What's the matter with you? So anyway, we get him on the table. Dude takes his shirt off, and it turns out that this guy's got inflamed shoulder herpes. So I want to throw shade at him. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Oh. Was it a bed towel? He brought his own bed towel.
He said it had food stains on it.
I thought
he said something else.
I did too.
So somebody unnamed walked in asking for the DW special.
We're the envy of the city.
With the food towel.
The food towel.
And he had an inflamed shoulder herpes of the shoulder.
That must have been early this morning.
Yeah, he said it was in the morning. Early, walked in this morning.
On me. See this?
Yeah.
This little neon bracelet. That's what you have to have now to get into the doctor's office. You have to go in. You still get your temperature.
Well,
I always want to just tell people, come on, you already know I got vaccinated. What? But they don't seem to care.
Well, there's a suggestion that you weren't at.
By the way,
yeah, there's a suggestion you weren't at the doctor's office.
Maybe somebody else. Somebody for that
says
DW.
You were at.
You can't. Maybe somebody else is asking for the DW4
with Penvy. Okay, maybe.
the envy of the city.
Yeah, the envy of the city. Let's get JT in here. What up, JT?
What up, guys? Long time listener. I want to throw some shade at you, all three of y'all. I want to throw some shade at John for always saying, what do she look like?
I
want to throw some shade at Dale for trying to tell a grown man what kind of chips he eating, what size of bag of chips he's supposed to have.
That was yesterday. I know.
It's Lance. I want to throw the last at Lance. Bye, bitch.
make some shade.
Bye, bitch.
That's not a shade.
That kind of is.
Did
it kind of is.
Tell people what size bags of chips?
No, that
eat?
Was the dumbest conversation.
Well,
I've
I didn't
ever
bring
heard.
It up. He brought it up, so I just said, "If you are a grown man, why are you buying fun size packs of chips for yourself?"
Because you're grown.
Because you eat
that's
them.
That's exactly
and then
who
you,
eats.
Wait a minute. You open the bag, you finish it.
It's dumb.
You open the bag, you finish it, and then the next bag is fresh.
There's overreaching government, Dell.
That isn't even really the point, because he's buying variety packs with chips he doesn't like. So there's a section of chips, like a fifth of the chips he won't even like to eat. Yeah.
You got to like all of them.
That's dumb.
Wait, what?
You know, and you get the variety packs, and let's say you don't like Fritos, but there's Fritos in there. And I throw those
out.
Wait,
there's multiple.
Yeah. You get
Fritos
small
and
bags
Lays
and Doritos.
And onions
individuals.
And pretzels or whatever.
Well, what's wrong? Wait.
And if you
don't hate that.
And if you don't like.
You can turn into Frito pie. Grow up.
Why would you buy something that you don't like?
That was my
have
point.
You ever had, have
but you
ever
don't
had
like the smaller bags.
Well, the smaller bags wasn't the hugest issue. It's the fact that he's buying a pack with a bunch of chips he doesn't like in them.
That's dumb.
Here's a question for you. Did you ever get Skittles? Did you ever get Starburst? When you're throwing out the yellow Starburst or the yellow Skittles,
I don't
green
throw
Skittles,
out the yellow Skittles.
But there are people who do. Yeah, you're chunking away like.
Yeah, but you never paid for them because you were a kid. So you don't care.
Do
what's
you,
that?
You never paid for them because you were a kid.
It wasn't
you
even
don't
your money.
Your
you
day,
don't
yeah.
respect money.
That's why
right.
you leave
that's
the door
do.
Open
he's
when,
an adult.
When the air conditioner's on, too,
right,
probably.
That's right.
So you leave this light on when you leave my. When you leave that room, how about you turn that light off?
Oh, my wife, I still can't get her to do it. Good Lord. Turn the lights off. What do you got the lights on for during the day when you're at work?
What? That's a thing for her?
Oh, my God. She turns all every light in the house. I can get light
for
Yankee
what?
Stadium. For
what?
What? For who?
Open a blind.
And then she's like, we got to change light bulbs. Well, no crap. Because you got them on all day for nothing.
And you have to change them, don't you?
And I got to change them. Ryan is here. Throw some, make some shade, Ryan.
Yeah. My shade's for Lance.
He just wanted to throw shade at you, apparently.
Oh.
For okay. all the things you do that are wrong.
That's for
okay,
everything.
Duly noted.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You just got shade thrown. All right, we're done. 10:45 News of the Weird. Finishing up strong. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 1048 ESPN 97.5. Apparently a new study says strong coffee and rap music make you a better driver.
How was the study commissioned? And how? Like, why did it come about?
I don't know. It was in England. It was a UK-based behavioral science consultancy. All watched that taken from the head, establishing their baseline reaction time. If you are listening to rap and you have been drinking strong coffee, you are better. You react better.
What about strong coffee and no music? I feel like that's the best.
Maybe, or maybe you're not as alive and as alert without music. Maybe you're dozing off.
Is there good British rappers anymore? I'm not counting 21 Savage.
This is News of the Weird. It's not you going off on a tangent.
What about Dizzy Rascal?
So let me ask you guys this. If your sixth grader's science fair project is that he puts lipstick on the cat's butthole,
yeah,
to see if a cat's butt really touches everything in the house. If that is your child's science project, are you worried a little bit about your sixth grader?
Could easily be snacks. If we had a cat, that would 100% be him. That doesn't even sound that weird to me. I'm being honest.
Okay, so he has to constantly check the cat's butthole to make sure and apply the lipstick to the butthole every time it needs
it. Will a cat stand still enough for you to put lipstick?
Well, you catch the cat there? And then you apparently you.
Are you what are you cradling that cat to
it's
make
it's called catch and release.
Well,
oh, man, good luck. Look, I don't know the memory of animals and what they of what sticks with them, but I gotta believe if a cat knows you're the person who put lipstick on his butthole, it changes the way that cat looks at you.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the one who held me down and put lipstick back there. Nah. The relationship is completely different from now on.
Well,
unless
the cat likes it. Are coming up
there
going, hey.
I knew you were going.
Maybe the cat smokes?
Maybe the cat likes
maybe
it.
Maybe the cat. You don't know.
There it is.
How about a little, hey, what you doing?
Hey, remember what you did?
Where's your lipstick?
Remember what you did the last time?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to do it again? Do
where did your lips get? Where did your lipstick go, Jinxie?
What mom is
oh,
like,
it's on my
hey,
pillow.
What about mom?
Where I put my face.
They put the lipstick back. Mom's like, wait. What?
Who had this?
Is that worse than using someone's toothbrush?
Socks. We put it on Socks's beehole.
Okay.
But we did it for school.
Science is what we did it
we
for.
We did it
was
for a science project.
Mom.
Aw. I'm so proud of you.
A Spanish man may face 15 years in prison for killing and eating his own mother. Do you think that
15 years is all?
Enough? Is that enough of a sentence? 15 years if you kill,
murder,
and eat
cannibalism?
Your mom.
What country?
Spain.
Yeah, maybe in Spain it is.
You think 15 is enough? I don't think I ever want that guy out again.
All right, let me ask you this. Did they put it into a paella? Because you got to layer your cooking in a paella. Yeah. It takes more skill.
Okay. There's some
skill.
Shrimp. All right. There's an oyster. There's mom.
What? Here's sausage. Yeah. And then here is we'll call it mystery meat.
Yeah.
We just call it carne.
No, I saw you kill your mom. It's your mom. It's not mystery. It's not mysterious
no,
at
it's
all.
Not a mystery at
I
all.
I saw you prepare her.
Minnesota attorney with the same name as Derek Chauvin. Good wishes luck. His parents named him Thor.
Yeah, I bet. Good luck to that guy.
It's kind of like Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky.
For the Ravens.
The Ravens announcer.
Or the guy who's...
Oh, no.
Or there's a political reporter named, like, Matt Gaetz. And he's like, I'm not the Florida congressman. Stop. Not him. Because his name is Gaetz or whatever. But he's like, hey, that's not me.
I ask that you stop.
Apparently a man was hit with a $4,000 bill after a year-long jail sentence for charges that were later dismissed. He also learned that $256 was confiscated when he was arrested and used to pay part of the bill. So do you think that you should not only be wrongly charged and spend jail time, but also have to pay $4,000?
It doesn't feel like justice is served.
It really doesn't. A man in... in Nevada, apparently he's been convicted of killing four people. He doesn't want to be electrocuted. He wants to face the firing squad. Do you think we should kill him by firing squad?
That's what he wants.
I don't know.
You get your last choice, either food or firing squad.
I don't think they allow you to choose the way you die, do they?
Do they?
If they could, how would you go out? You go out like a G.
I don't want to get electrocuted.
You go out like a G. How about this?
You are a boss.
It's kind of like Midsommar. Jump just off of a cliff.
Ooh.
Splat.
What about when they were smashing people's head with giant mallets or hammers? Wasn't that in that movie
that
or was it a different
too?
One?
Probably.
When
you're burned alive in a bear suit?
That sounds terrible.
Well, actually bear carcass.
Yeah, that's awful. I would take
John
the firing squad over the electrocution if I was had to
yes,
choose one.
I would take firing squad too. I think firing squad's much better.
I just wanted to, you know what? This is what I want. Okay. Give me the same thing that I get if I have to have a colonoscopy or a surgery or endoscopy.
And just fall asleep.
And then do it after that when I'm asleep. Let's just make it really nice and pleasant, guys. I'm guessing if you're getting a death penalty, you've done something that they're not going to want you to have the most pleasant experience you can have.
No. No, but isn't it supposed to be humane?
Humane, I think.
Yeah. A woman found a tracking device on her car, and the Louisiana State Police want it back. They said, hey,
we're going to admit to what we did, but
yeah, we're
going to
admit that we're illegally following you.
Yeah, but give it back.
But we want it back, please.
Is that illegal?
Well, it's without a warrant,
to track
right?
Somebody's car?
I don't know. Is it illegal to track somebody's car?
I mean, They're made for a reason.
The cartel do it.
I think they're made for for the cartel and for super jealous husband / boyfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think. That's typically the who purchases it from the spy shop.
Yes. Hey, the Oscars are coming up.
Yep.
They have told attendees do not wear face masks during the telecast, but when we go to commercial break, please put on your face masks.
That's curious. I assume everyone's getting tested before they go.
I don't know that. All I know is the coronavirus knows when we're in commercial break.
Yeah.
It won't be spread.
Yeah, no, it won't spread.
It won't be spread during the Oscars.
So the commercial breaks are what? 3 to 4 minutes long. The on-air time per segment, 10 to 15. Yeah. So longer amount of time without the mask on.
Without the mask.
What are they? Are they? What?
Yeah.
I guess because people might be talking more during the breaks. Is that their reasoning?
That could be.
Possibly.
But you're right next to somebody.
Yeah, you're breathing.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Hollywood did something stupid? That's surprising.
Yeah, that's surprising. 10:56, we're done.
Beat it,
Charlie
Lance.
Charlie Polillo is next right here on
Get out of here, Lance.
Okay, 5. We'll see you guys.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, bitch.
You don't get to do that. That's not fair.
Why isn't it fair?
He just did it.
Don't interrupt.
Bye, bitch.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.